Blog Talk Radio.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Radio Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, and we're here despite the world's crisis of the coronavirus. Despite all that, I'm here. I'm here nonetheless. And tonight I have a triple threat. I have three guests for everybody tonight. Two of them are from Horror Slam, from local Michigan Indie Wrestling Horror Slam. They were supposed to be on pay-per-view tomorrow night. But the coronavirus canceled them out. So I guess we're going to have Peter B. Beautiful, the inaugural Deathmatch Heavyweight Champion, and the two-time Deathmatch Champion, Chuck Stein. And my first guest tonight is going to be Deathmatch Wrestler, John Wayne Murdoch. And then after that, we'll get a little bit into talking about wrestling and the empty arena wrestling matches that we've been having since Friday night's SmackDown when we were supposed to go. Me and Martez were supposed to be there. And it ended up getting canceled out because of coronavirus. And Monday Night Raw was at the Performance Center, just like SmackDown, just like WrestleMania is going to be. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But John Wayne Murdoch, are you there? Here?
He's not in yet. Not just yet.
Not yet. Okay. So
you know,
yeah.
I believe this is him now, actually.
Okay.
I'm bringing him on right now for you.
I appreciate it. You there, John?
Oh, this is Peter B. Hello?
Is this John? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you now. What's going on, brother?
Hello?
Hey, John. How's it going?
This isn't John.
Oh, who's this?
This is Peter B.
Oh, what's going on, Peter?
Hey, I got to figure it out, so.
Okay.
Can you give me a call back later?
Yeah, you were supposed to call back at 7 o'clock.
Okay. All right, I got to figure it out. I'll talk to you guys at 7. Hopefully John gets through. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's Peter B called a little early, guys. He's a little anxious to talk to you guys. But, yeah. So let's talk about the coronavirus, guys. Like I was talking, me and Martez was talking about on Sunday with the conversation we were having on Sunday, how this coronavirus is taking over everything. You know, it's taken away from events. It's taken away from people's lives. You know, people are on lockdown in San Francisco, 24-hour lockdown for 3 weeks. It's laying people off from work. People are finding the grocery stores for toilet paper. You can't find toilet paper. You can't find water. Man, it's a tough situation out here, man. But yeah, WrestleMania is going to be coming live from the Performance Center. Guys, they're going to try to – I'm going to make a joke out of it. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to have a record-breaking attendance of zero people in attendance, guys. If you guys want to give a call until John Murdoch gets on the line, unless you're on there, John, are you there? No? Not yet? Well, yeah,
not yet.
Guys. Not yet. 646 668-8672. If you guys want to give a call before John Murdoch gets on the line, you guys will talk about the coronavirus. And who do you guys think actually put on a better empty arena show last night? Was it AEW Dynamite or was it NXT? Which one had a better empty? Actually, they didn't even have no matches on NXT. They actually did the interviews and recaps of things that were to happen at WrestleMania with Charlotte and Rhea Ripley for NXT Women's Championship. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I've seen NXT's empty arena show, and I got to say it was pretty good. They didn't have no fillers. They didn't have no recaps on anything. So I'll give that to NXT, but also the people got to realize that WWE's worrying about WrestleMania going on at the Performance Center. So you guys, area code 646-668-8672. We're on Open Mic Radio. Open Talk Radio, The Flash, you guys. We're on Open Talk Radio on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. What's going on? I'm wondering if my guest is on yet. John, you there yet? Oh, guess not. So yeah. So you guys, John Wayne Murdoch is a deathmatch wrestler. Like I said, I want to bring a little bit of a mix into the pro wrestling. You know, like I want to get everybody to know the deathmatch. If you guys don't know what deathmatch wrestling is, that's a different kind of lingo on wrestling. It's definitely different, and it's kind of what WWF wanted to do with the hardcore wrestling, if you want to say, like an ECW type of thing. But it's modern. They use light tubes. They use all sorts of different concepts of things. They just make up things and they use them. They use glass. They use light tubes. They use mousetraps. They use, man, anything they could find just to have a great match. You know what I'm saying? And man, it's just a crazy concept. And that's why I'm bringing these deathmatch wrestlers on, so everybody can know about the independent wrestling also besides the mainstream things that WWE got going on. Anybody on the line? Area code 646-668-8672. Come on, guys. Call me. Bring up the topics that you guys want to talk about, or if you want to talk about the coronavirus, or if you want to talk about the canceled WrestleMania, or what about WWE actually saying that they might split it into two nights because they kind of want Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship to be live in front of a crowd, in front of an audience. They might have WrestleMania at MSG, which they haven't had a WrestleMania in Madison Square Garden since WrestleMania 20, actually 16 years ago. And that's crazy that they're actually going to try to make that move, knowing that coronavirus still might be out there. But they're saying that, you know, they might go on with that move instead of going with a big stadium. Okay, John, you there? Hey, what's going on, John? Ladies and gentlemen, John Murdoch's on the line.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody, the world's going to shit, guys. The world is going to shit.
The world is going to shit, man. I agree with you on that one. It's crazy, but hey, we're here nonetheless, man. It's just wash your hands and take care of yourself. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah, man. Let's not go to the beach. Let's stay indoors, do what's told, and this shit will pass.
Yeah, definitely. So, what's going on, man? How you been with all this crazy madness going on?
Man, it's good because I stay away from people anyway, so this is perfect for me. But no, I'm doing good. Had elbow surgery in February, still healing from that. So, like, I feel for all the guys that are losing bookings, but I was already out. So I'm not feeling the effects that a lot of guys are feeling. I mean, I'm losing money, but I knew ahead of time. For everybody that's losing money suddenly, it sucks. So if anybody out there, buy merch, do whatever you can do, support the guys. Like, we're all in this together.
Yes, it's nothing but love of you guys, man. Buy the merch, man. You're supporting indie wrestling. You're supporting these guys. These guys work hard. He's been out since February, man. And, man, these guys, they put their body on the line for us. If anybody, whoever doesn't know about deathmatch wrestling on this show, that you guys only know about mainstream wrestling, man, these guys on the deathmatch side, they put their bodies on the line, like actually put their whole well-being on the line. You guys work hard, man. I give it to you, man. My hat's off to you.
Yeah, man. It's anything can happen. I mean, you can just as easily probably die in a regular wrestling match. But, yeah, there's things that, you know, you didn't even have to think about in a wrestling match, like getting your fucking throat cut by a piece of glass or having a cut near an artery. Anything could happen. It is what it is, but we go out there and do it. So some of us are crazy. Some of us want to die, but hey.
Hey. Man, what made you choose actually, like, man, like deathmatch wrestling over pro wrestling to, like, choose, you know, to go through all that pain and all that, you know what I'm saying, stuff?
It was an accident. Honestly, it was me sitting at home and getting a call from Ian Rotten about well, not a call from me and himself, a call from a guy named Christian Hame, who used to wrestle for IWA back in like 2000s, and he said that there was a spot open for King of Death that year. It was 2011, and I didn't know what deathmatch wrestling was. So I mean, I'm like, okay, cool. I look it up, and then I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. So walking into King of Death, like, I'd never done any of it before. Really had no clue other than what I'd seen on YouTube online, and I just went out there and did it. And I think just going out there and doing it, and like, even though it wasn't a big crowd, like, it was horrible, but the way they responded, like, you could make a grown man get up and fucking scream like a 12-year-old girl just by like busting a tube. And I'm gonna say it's not easy, but you definitely invoke more of a response out of somebody when you're mutilating yourself out there.
Right. Like, I was the one that's, guys, check out, if you guys want to check out this match that he had in Detroit, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. I actually filmed your match with Jeff King when you were, accompanied by the, Truth Martini. I actually filmed that match. That was crazy.
What an honor it was to be walked to the ring by Truth Martini. So that was like really cool. And then Jeff King's on fire. He's probably one of the toughest fucking guys I've been in the ring with. Like, he had just broken his rib. He had taken that horrible fucking spill at GCW. He was not 100%. To be honest, neither was I, and we both went out there and killed it. Like, yeah, I have nothing but respect for Jeff King.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. Jeff King, I respect 100 million percent, man. I filmed a lot of his stuff before Horsham actually teamed up with Smart Mark TV. And, my head, like I say, it's always off to you guys. So, like I say, you guys work really hard. But Jeff King, man, he puts his all – he bleeds, and when he bleeds for the fans, and he bleeds for the love of the game that he has. And man, I tell you, it was an honor to film your match, because I heard about you before. I'm not really, you know what I'm saying. I've heard of you, and I was like, man, I can't wait until he comes to Horsham. And when I heard you were coming to Horsham, I'm like, hell yeah! And then when I seen it was against Jeff King for the heavyweight title, I was like, man, I'm glad that I filmed that match. It was awesome.
All right, thank you, man. Yeah, man, I can't wait to be back at Horse Slam. I have a date back, but I'm not going to announce yet because, again, everything is so up in the air right now. I'm not even sure if Horse Slam knows what direction they're even going in right now. So until they release it, I'm not saying anything, but I will be back at Horse Slam in the future.
Awesome. That's awesome. I can't wait, man. And I'll be there, and hopefully we could take down a couple beers, and you know what I'm saying, and that legal stuff that we have over here.
Yeah. Most definitely. That's one of my favorite things about wrestling shows is getting there, putting my bags down, and then going to the parking lot to partake in some kind of festivities there. So, yeah, it's definitely a motivating factor.
Definitely. Like, you were actually the last show I was actually getting my film my stuff together to film your stuff, and you were actually with my friend Zeke. He's like, man, he's like, where are you at? He's like, I'm here with John Murdock, man. We're chilling. I was like, man. I was like, I'm charging my stuff. He was like, man, hurry up. I was like, I tried, and then by the time I got back, you guys were gone. I was like, fuck. I was like, man, I was like, I wish so.
Yeah, the fun times never last long.
No, it doesn't. So, man, also, who actually trained you into wrestling? You've been wrestling for 17 years.
Yeah, a little over 17, like almost 18. Like, I started training really young, like 13-ish. And, like, nobody wanted to fuck with me. I was this underage fucking kid that was – my dad, mom – drove me to the gimmick. So nobody wanted anything to do with this. So at the very first, I wasn't really trained. Like, my first training session for NWA Main Event, which is like one of the little partner companies of NWA. It was in Tennessee. Like, dude gets in the ring with me. We lock up, and he's like, well, he already knows more than me. And that was it. And I was put on the show. So if that tells you anything about their training fucking regimen. But anyway, so I was put in the ring. But, like, I'm young. I'm getting beat up by these fucking 30-year-old guys, 40-year-old guys being threatened in the locker room constantly. Like, I can remember being, like, 13 or so in the locker room, and there's fucking America's Most Wanted and, like, Team Canada from TNA, which it just got hot at the fairgrounds. So they're there, Monty Brown, and then like Eric Young, and here's me in these fucking Hot Topic, like, trip pants and some, like, cut-off shirt, fucking pale, skinny. I'm still pale, but now I'm fat. But still, like, nobody wanted to fuck with me. Like, I was the enemy. They wanted me not to come back.
Right.
I kept coming and shit. And then finally, like, I was like, look. Like, I knew enough at that point to realize that if I didn't go seek training, like, there was no hope. Like, I was going to get my ass whooped or just blackballed completely. So I went to another southern town because, again, I'm underage, so nobody was going to use me. And I found this guy named Tim Scruggs that run, like, training every Wednesday. So I went there and just started learning. I wouldn't say I had, like, one trainer. Until, like, later on. Like, I had more mentors than trainers. Like, Tony Falk, big mentor of mine, fucking taught me pretty much everything, like, ins and outs and all this shit about wrestling. So I really learned a lot from him. But as far as, like, trainers, now I just learned in a class and just learned from other people, learned as you go, pretty much. Yeah, first years of my career was rough. I have some of it on, like, VHS, and it's horrible.
Man, you got to learn. You take baby steps, and then you get to the big ones. You know, you can't always, you don't go into the water learning how to swim, per se. You know what I mean?
It was probably 5 years in. I could honestly say probably 5 years in before it truly, like, clicked. Like,
okay.
And I think that was because I was working weekly, twice a week in the same building, which at that it's hard to do now. It was even harder, I think, to do it then, probably. But fucking two nights in a row in this fucking seedy motel, so I had to constantly perform in front of people and get out there weekly and do things. So I think that's where it finally, like, clicked.
Okay. Nice. You faced a lot of people also, man. Like, a lot of people I've met before. Like, I actually interviewed Madman Pondo. I hung out with Nick Gage. I've seen you face a lot of people, man. And you've been everywhere. IWA South, Midwest, GCW, and everywhere, man. Like, a lot of, man. It's crazy.
Man, funny, me and Pondo will always have a moment together, if anybody's seen it, of me trying to give the Top Rope Canadian Destroyer to Madman Pondo and him squishing my head, which is just fine. I survived. I mean, now I can say that I've had Pondo fall on my head from the second rope and live to tell about it. Now, I love Pondo. for somebody that's had a rough career as far as the physical beatings, the just physicalness of the matches, and still be going and still working out, losing weight, doing more than some of the young guys are doing, that speaks volumes for his dedication. So yeah, mad respect for Pondo. And hell, Nick Gage, I wrestled him, I don't know, months after he got out of prison for almost an hour straight, which was brutal. Which was like fighting for my life, pretty much.
I've actually seen him. Yeah, that's true, man. Because I seen actually Pondo and Nick Gage faced my later on guest Chuck Stein, and I seen them both. Man, both of the matches, I got both, like I said, on my YouTube channel, and there were some crazy matches, man. And Madman Pondo, man, I got to have him on this show also. Pondo. I actually had him some dinner, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, this is an honor for me. So I got him a nice steak and whatever he wanted that night. And, man, shoot, the same thing like I got to do for you, man, when you get back over here.
Oh, yeah, man. I eat my steak raw, just so you know, because fucking people. Funny story. I was out to eat with Ian Rotten, and Ian will have to put a menu in front of you, in front of your plate, see it, so he can eat. It's pretty fucked up. Yeah, I felt like, well, what the fuck, man?
What the weird. Fuck, yeah. So, yeah, man, we got about 9 minutes to go. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Like, you know what I'm saying? What you got going on online, your merch or anything else?
Yeah, I just got they just showed up at the door. I got my hats in finally. Check them out. There will be 30 shipped, 25 if we can see at a show. If there's ever going to be a wrestling show, I'm hoping by May 2nd that some of this has calmed down a little bit. In no way do I think it's going to be over. Do I even think it's going to be nearly over? But I think we might have a handle on it a little bit. And I'll be at On Point Wrestling May 2nd. It will be the Rejects versus Matt Tremont and Nick Gage. Barbed wire.
Right.
Then the next day, UWF will be me and Reed against two up-and-coming guys that I really think you should have on here. They're doing some good things. They're starting off as a backyard company, or they have been a backyard company, but doing things to try to get better and to try to be more professional. So we all had to start somewhere. So, yeah, hopefully, like I said, it's hard to mention dates right now because you don't know what's actually going to happen. And that's the most fucked up thing is not only are we all in the same boat right now, we don't even know when we're getting off this boat. So.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely, I'll tell you that much, man. Because like I said, I was supposed to go to the SmackDown. That move was moved to the Performance Center. They canceled and they gave us a refund. I was supposed to go to the Horseland pay-per-view. That was tomorrow night. That got canceled out, and I was like, damn, man. And then you tell me about all your dates that are getting canceled, and this thing is wild. And I believe, man, it's the messed up thing, because I believe that the people that are infected should be the ones quarantined, not the people that ain't infected. Everybody should get tested, and who's not infected should be able to work and do what they do, and the people that are infected need to stay quarantined, man.
Yeah, I think if anything, because I've seen, I don't know how much is real or not real, but I'm hearing things that this can live in the air for a little bit. I think if you can work from home, work from home. If you can't go to work safely, do it. But if the option is definitely there to stay at home and just stay, whether you're infected or not, I think it's probably smart until this all passes over. Like, yeah, we're all going to be fucking, it's going to suck and we're all going to lose money. But if I'd rather we take a hit now than keep doing what we're doing and take a huge fucking massive hit because no one listened.
Okay. Ashley, would you mind taking a caller? I believe there's a caller on the line that wanna get on the line with us.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Lee, if you want to be on the line, you're on the line.
Yo, man, how you doing?
How's it going, Lee? You're on the line with the Jackson J.D. Cruz and our deathmatch wrestler, John Wayne Murdoch.
What's up, Daddy?
What's going on, man?
It's getting crazy out here, man.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy out here. I'll tell you that much, man.
Like, for example, WrestleMania was supposed to be Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa Bay said, nope, not up in here. So it's going to be at the Performance Center. It won't be as lavish as we're used to having it. So we're going. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Like I said earlier to my guest, John Wayne Murdoch, that it's going to be at the Performance Center, and it's going to be they're going to try to break a zero attendance record. They're going to try to break it up into two nights.
Mm-hmm.
But
I definitely think it's going to be weird. But I think they're backed into having no choice to do this. Like, they got to get the matches out. They got to progress storylines. So there's no other way.
On one hand, it's like. It's already booked. Everything's already booked, promoted, everything else. The circumstances really don't give us a choice.
Right. They have no choice because they got to go with what they know, which is business. It's the only thing they know, and that's the only thing that's gonna be they're going to be able to do is go on.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing no one's mentioning, like take a Goldberg or a Brock Lesnar. Their schedules might not allow them to do a later date. This time frame that's already booked might be something available in there. So this might be an issue of just more scheduling than pushing storyline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anything else, Lee?
Well, I'll tell you this, in all of this hot mess, this one good news that at WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar is leaving WWE World Champion. That's good news in all this mess.
I don't know about that one. They're going to let Drew McIntyre run with the ball for a little bit. Brock Lesnar's looking to take a rest, I think, because that's why he's been doing all these dates on a row before the coronavirus came about.
Yeah. I believe in miracles, but God is a little busy right now. So Brock Lesnar's leaving the champion.
Well, yeah. But John, you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Anything else?
That's about it, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right.
So, yeah, John, it's been a pleasure, man, and hopefully we can have you back under better circumstances.
For sure, man. Hopefully the world is moving a little more faster than it is now. So, yeah, I'll definitely be back.
And I can't wait to see you at Horseland. We'll keep
man.
In touch.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, hit my Facebook up. I've got hats for sale. Support anybody else. This isn't forcing you. This isn't begging you. Just do what you can. But remember, take care of yourself first.
Yes, sir. Do you want to give them the website where they can get all your stuff?
Just go to my Facebook at John Wayne Murdoch. I just fuck with Facebook. That's it. I don't fuck with Twitter or anything like that. I barely fuck with Facebook, but just go there. You can see where the hats are at, and I'll keep posting them. And like I said, just hit me up, PayPal, and we'll get it done.
All right, most definitely. And I'm going to probably have to get one probably next week. I'm probably going to end up having to get one.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, thank you, man.
Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Promise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, you ladies and gentlemen, that was John Wayne Murdoch, Deathmatch Wrestler. Guys, what did you think? If you guys want to give a call before I get my other guest on the line, 316-468-8672. Anybody else want to get on the line? Before I get on, with my guest, the inaugural Horseslam Deathmatch champion, Peter B. Beautiful, and the only two-time Deathmatch champion, the Dirty White Boy, Chuck Stein. Anybody there? Anybody want to call? 646-668-8672. Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 on Open Talk Radio. Okay, so how about other news? How about
Let me try to call back real quick. Let me try. It's, okay. You're breaking up the whole time you're speaking. Let me try calling back.
Okay. Hello. Well, I guess you're going to call back. I guess there's a bad connection. But, anybody? Peter B, that's you?
Yeah, it's Peter B.
Oh, what's going on? How's it going, man? This is the inaugural Horseslam Deathmatch champion. Flamboyant one.
Yeah, it's, I'm having a really hard time hearing you guys. It's really cracking up on me out there. So,
oh, crap.
Do my best.
I don't know what's going on with the connection.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting through, so I'm not even sure what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on either. I'm getting a bad connection myself now. Let me go to commercial real quick, guys.
This is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a Geico customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
Geico. Real service, real savings. Denise Basic is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired a celebrity.
It was Thanksgiving night when I accidentally hit a deer.
Whoa, look out, look out!
I called Geico, expecting to get a recording, but someone was there to help me.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Geico got my claim in the works right away, and I was actually able to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan. They got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example.
Sorry about that, guys. Are you guys still there? I guess not.
It's really cutting up on me here. I'm not sure what's going on. You think it's because you have two of us on the line, maybe?
Yeah, it's probably the line, because mine and John's actually interviewing pretty. It didn't have no static.
Yeah. I can hear. Which one of us do you
like better?
Excuse me?
I said you got to pick one of us then. Which one of us do you like better?
Huh? You got to make me choose, Peter.
Yeah, unfortunately, he hung up Southwest. I don't know what's going on with everything today. I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio or if it's the phones. I'm not sure what's going on, so I apologize for all these technical difficulties.
Okay.
But Peter hung up.
Peter hung up.
Would you like me to give him a call?
Yeah, if you want to call either one of them or try to call, yeah.
Actually, Chuck just called back, but he hung up. So let's just wait and see if they call back, and then I'll bring him back on.
Okay, no problem. Hey, Josh. We're going to try to get everybody back online, guys. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but we will be talking to Chuck Stein and Peter B. Sorry, guys, but like I said, we're going to try to talk about wrestling with them, and we're going to try to talk wrestling ourselves on the show tonight because it's been a very short week on wrestling. Like, actually, Impact Wrestling had a Michigan wrestler with an Impact Wrestling contract, Independence own Shogun Jackson Stone. He actually won the Impact Gut Check competition. He was one of the two finalists, and he actually won. So check him out on Facebook, Jackson Stone. Is anybody on the line yet?
Not yet. But I'm gonna give Chuck a call. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Shogun actually won an Impact Wrestling. He had a rough start, but he's a great wrestler. But I mean, when you're in that kind of competition and it's down to the bone, you got to do what you got to do. He had a rough start, but then he ended up winning the whole thing. You know, that's what it's about. If you have love and passion for the wrestling game, you're going to do what you got to do. And he did just that, and he got his Impact Wrestling contract. So is there anything anybody want to talk about? Before we get back in the line, area code 646-668-8672.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Message 1. US01LV. The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Message 1. US01LV.
Sorry, guys. We're trying to get him back on the line right now. Anybody there yet?
No. Can you hear me better now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, you're still cracking up a little bit, but not nearly as bad as it was.
Okay. So, let's talk about what was supposed to happen tomorrow night. You were supposed to be on pay-per-view tonight, or tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was, I was looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend for me all around. But, you know, shit happens. You know, can't fight the coronavirus that way. So shit's just postponed. And, you know, Horsheim will be back stronger than ever. I know it. You know, Rachel and Briar aren't going to let this shit die. They're some passionate individuals.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All of you guys are also, you know, every time you guys step into that ring and Horsheim, man, you guys bring a different thing that I've ever seen in my whole life. I've been watching wrestling forever, and you guys bring a different thing to the wrestling. Like you said before, you guys are the hidden gem of the indie wrestling, of the deathmatch wrestling. You know what I'm saying? You guys cut the game all the time.
I used to say that Horror Slam was the best kept secret out there, but I'm starting to feel that more people are finding out about this secret. You know, that's for sure.
I mean, that's kind of what you want, you know what I'm saying? You kind of want people to find out, but why you guys are the best.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's mostly, you know, mainly what you want. So, let's get into some more questions. But who were you supposed to face tomorrow night? Let's get into
I was supposed to wrestle Madman Pondo in a Fans Bring the Weapons match.
Nice, nice. I bet, you know, I've seen that before, man, and you guys, man. I believe that would have been one of the best matches on the card, man, because you always, oh, man. Always
I appreciate that, you actually haven't ever seen that match because there's only been one Peter Rebeautiful Madman Pondo singles match, and it was about 16 years ago.
On YouTube.
Oh, okay. There's only been one match between us, a singles match between us, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, I've seen it on YouTube. Yeah, that's what I mean. But, I can't wait. I was ready for tomorrow night to actually be there live and watch that the whole pay-per-view go down.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people disappointed, probably no more than the performers and the promoters. But, you know, there's nothing literally out of our hands, out of everybody's hands. Sad situation.
So, man, is there anything else you have going on besides that? You know what I'm saying? You want to let people know your wrestling your t-shirt going on?
Hit me up on social media, Peter B. Beautiful on Facebook or Instagram. I'm willing to chat with anybody. Also, you know, this is some pretty trying times for a lot of us independent wrestlers. So support us any way you can. Some guys have OnlyFans or Patreons or whatever. To support me personally, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/PeterBeBeautiful. It's easy enough to find. I got four different t-shirts designs up there. Some little something for everybody. So go check that out. Every little bit helps.
Oh, yeah. Anything helps, you guys. You hear that? ProWrestlingTees.com/PeterBeBeautiful. Support these guys, man. They work hard. You know what I'm saying? They put their bodies on the line for you guys, for your guys, entertainment so far. But, let us know, you know, because this wrestling show is mainly for mainstream wrestling. So let us know what made you choose deathmatch wrestling over pro wrestling.
Well, I'll really do anything. I'll do whatever I'm booked to do. Whatever promoter asks me to do, I'll do. If he wants me to do a death match, I'll do a death match. If he wants me to wrestle a midget, I'll wrestle a midget. Wants me to wrestle a quote unquote regular match, I'll do that. But you know, death match wrestling has such a different reaction and a different feel to it. It's hard to get that buzz that you get from the crowd other forms of entertainment, even.
Okay, yeah, definitely, most definitely. Like, I had a lot, before Horseland teamed up with Smart Mark, I actually filmed a lot of your matches, man, which, man, have been brutal, and man, you get big pops. I loved recording your matches. It was something different. Yours and Touchdown matches, like, you know what I'm saying? Your guys' rivalry to me is an independent Stone Cold and a Rock to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I filmed a lot of your guys' matches.
I wish we made the money like Stone Cold and The Rock. Holy shit.
I wish too, man. You guys deserve it. Like I said, man, you actually got syringes stuck in your mouth and your hand, you know what I'm saying, by Chuck Stein, and you guys went into a no-rose barbed wire match. It's like, that was crazy to me. And the reaction you guys get, man, is just something different.
Yeah, at this point of my life, I do consider Chuck Stein my greatest rival. The in-ring chemistry we have is fantastic. We've known each other legitimately like 22 years. Before the first match we had in Horrorslam, I've only wrestled him one other time. But, yeah, no, it's always fantastic. It's always I wouldn't say an easy night. But at least, I mean, I always know what I'm in for when I'm wrestling Chuck Stein, and it's always a fight.
Actually, talking about Chuck Stein, he's actually on hold, I see. Do you want to have him on and talk a little bit about your guys' rivalry?
Yeah, I'll talk to Chuck. That's cool.
Okay. Chuck, you on the line yet?
Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you? I can barely hear you guys. I don't know what's with the connection, but everything's choppy, so I can. It's hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Okay.
On my end, you actually sound great, Chuck. I don't know, but I was real choppy when I was on before, so I'm not sure what's going on.
We were talking about your guys' rivalry in Horseslam and how I feel is you and Peter B. Beautiful are the indie deathmatch wrestling of The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Oh yeah, no doubt, man. Like I told Peter also that you guys, you know what I'm saying. I actually had the honor and actually recording most of your guys' rivalry before the Horseslam teamed up with Smart Mark TV. And man, let me tell you guys on this air that these guys, man, they stapled money together to each other. They poked each other with syringes and
I'm sure I can speak for both of us when I say we enjoy beating each other up.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Always a pleasure.
Always a good time.
Oh yeah, man, for the Deathmatch Champion, like I said, you guys fought over the Deathmatch Championship, not for the Deathmatch Championship, but you guys make each other bleed like no other. Like I've seen on my, like you know, like on the side of the camera, and I'm like, wow, how do these guys? I can't imagine how you guys do it. Like seriously, syringes through each other's mouth and hands, and stapling each other's money to each other and shit, man. That's just fucking just ridiculous and crazy. I love it.
Well,
like I said, a lot of these people listening don't know about like indie wrestling and deathmatch wrestling. That's why I'm trying to bring you guys on here so everybody knows what it is.
Well, let me let you know a secret on how we do it and why we do it. And I don't know if it's the reason Chuck does it, but the reason I do it is because I'm a fucking idiot. So, Chuck?
I'll agree to that.
There we go. That's why they do it, guys. That's why they do it. I mean,
I actually kind of enjoy it.
I enjoy it myself. Like I said, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love the atmosphere, and I love when you guys, especially when you guys two are on the card. I know I'm going to get something great.
Wow. That's awesome, man. You need to start telling the promoters that. Start telling every promoter that. Yes, every promoter. You hear that? If you're a wrestling promoter or a bar promoter or a boxing promoter, I don't care what kind of promoter you are listening to this. Yeah, Chuck Stein and Peter Rebeautiful will draw people. Chuck Stein, Peter Rebeautiful will draw people into your venue and entertain. And all you have to do is pay us.
That's it.
Yep.
Pay
for it. It doesn't even take a lot. That's the best part.
Jesus, yeah. No, definitely. Oh, God. And you got to feed them, too. You got to feed these guys.
You know, we're Michigan boys, and we just recently both went down to Georgia, and legitimately there was people down there that said they were excited to see us there. It was pretty awesome.
Literally came to the show
to
see Peter Beautiful and Chuck Stein.
I'm really not surprised that they weren't excited to see you guys because every time I hear Black Widow or Take Back the Power, man, that pumps me up, especially when I got a few beers in me. I'd be like, man, I'm ready to go Stone Cold 2 more.
Oh, I hate that song.
No, you don't. Then you wouldn't have had it as your theme song. Come on, man.
No. I mean Chuck songs. It seems like nowadays I hear it two times every time I'm wrestling.
Two times every time.
I have to hear it twice every time I'm wrestling him recently.
When I'm on my way home from work and I listen to either one, I'm like almost doing like 10 passes of speed limit. I'm like, man, shit, hell yeah.
On my own personal time, you won't catch me listening to Black Widow, or any Iggy Azalea for that matter. But however, I do enjoy the reaction that that song gets from the crowd. Literally from the first note, they're clapping along, and that's amazing every single time it happens.
They get into it. They get into it. I'll give you that one.
Well,
but
I mean, same with your song, Chuck. People are singing along to your song.
They will sing along as I'm coming to the ring, which is pretty awesome.
It is. It is fun, and I love it. It's a different feeling. You guys are basically like, you know what I'm saying, the Horse Slam originals, and you guys are definitely two of the hardest workers in that place.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I'm humbled, which is a lot for me. Humbled for all the compliments you're giving us.
I've been watching you guys for almost 2 years. I've been watching you guys, and I recorded your guys' match for over a year. And like I said, you guys are two of the hardest workers, and I couldn't ask for more, you know what I'm saying, better people to put on my show. You know what I'm saying? You guys are great.
Thank you. Now, Chuck, this is kind of funny if you think about it. Imagine where we were 22 years ago or so in that shithole in River Rouge to now we were supposed to be wrestling on a pay-per-view. How fucking crazy.
Oh, I know. I know. Crazy. It's a long road.
Like you were supposed to face Alex Colon, wasn't you, Chuck?
Yes, sir. That would have been fantastic.
That would have been a great match also, man. That would have been a brutal match. I actually wasn't at the last show when you faced that.
Oh, it was so good.
I didn't even get to see that. Yeah,
that was fun.
I didn't even get to see that.
It was fun. Getting waterboarded wasn't fun, but that match was fun.
I actually seen that clip. That was crazy. That was actually crazy.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I actually got the entire event on smartmarkvideo.com. Go check it out, fans. Horse Slam Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, there you go.
I got the entire event, and Chuck Stein and Casanova, who I'm a huge fan of Casanova Valentine to start with, they definitely stole the show that night. It was fantastic.
Wow. I haven't had
the chance to watch the entire show yet.
Well, have it on the video on demand, Chuck. Come on over. You can watch it.
Yeah.
I want to be invited, guys. I'll bring some beer.
No.
Dang.
Yeah, actually, I could go anywhere and watch it. Yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out. I got it.
Yep.
I'm good.
Well, yeah. So anything you got going on, Chuck? I asked Peter B earlier, you got anything going on or any you want to let anybody know about your merch if you got anything going on?
I got myself. Just hit me up on Facebook. I just spelled all myself. Punk rock,
okay,
do it yourself.
And anybody that's any Michigan promoter, you guys got to book these guys. They're going to be they're great hard workers, guys.
Yeah.
You got to
run
your
shows again.
Hold on. I'm going to have to correct what you said there. It doesn't have to be a Michigan independent promoter. April 10th, tentatively, given anything, we're booked in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Shows coming up all over the place. So if you're a promoter of any type of event that wants a completely different feel, book Chuck Stein and Peter Review, either together or with your guys, and we will do
Texas.
Crazy things.
Florida.
Crazy things for your money.
Yeah, I know they will. They will. That's most definitely. They'll staple money to each other. If you're going to give them the money, they'll put syringes in their mouths. Anything they want to do. Anything imaginable.
When I was in Georgia, I had a guy stab me in the mouth with a box cutter.
Oh, God, Lee. I think you would actually with a picture with some razor wire. Did you use that?
Yeah. I've used razor wire three times in my career now.
Jeez.
One time I almost cut off my nipple.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, God.
It was pretty rough.
Did it almost come off your third nipple?
Or just one of the normal two?
One of the normal nipples. I keep the third nipple pierced.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
You keep it hidden, huh?
Yes. I keep it well hidden. It's under the left hip.
Oh, there we go. Under the left one. Under the left one. Wow. So, guys. I'm gonna ask both of you guys who trained you guys.
I was trained by Mike Shaw, who wrestled in the WWE as Bastion Booger. Started training in like 1997.
Yeah, 23 years of training.
I got trained by Briar Wellington. 2000. I finished training 2012.
Never heard of Briar Wellington. Who's he ever beat?
He never beat me, that's for sure.
He never beat me either.
King of wrestling. He's not a undisputed king, man. Jeez.
He's the undisputed king of my ball sack.
God!
I love Briar. Hey, I'm sure he'll hear this. I'm just fucking with you. Briar is one of the most passionate people about the wrestling business that I've ever met, and I love it.
You gotta give him a lot of props for Horror Slam, where it's come in the 2 years it's been around.
Oh my God, the fact it's only been around 2 years is mind blowing. The leaps and bounds that. Briar and, give credit where credit's due, Rachel busts her ass in the front of the house.
Yeah.
All the
does.
Time. I mean,
Be probably because she's so short.
Right, yeah. Rachel usually comes up short a little bit, but we love her.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Definitely. You guys actually been, You guys, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, how much of your guys' actual own persona goes into your guys' wrestling persona, so say?
This is real life for me. Which is pretty good. Inside and outside the ring.
I always joke around with Chuck when he shows up to a show that he's going to have to change out of his jeans and T-shirt to put on a new jeans and T-shirt.
Yep.
Because that's all he does. Now, on the other hand, Peter B. Beautiful is me up a level or two and a lot more gayness. I don't know how else to put it. Yeah, I don't know how else to put it.
I wouldn't say a lot
very
more. A little bit.
Well, I mean, quite a bit more. I mean, because I don't know what I do normally in public. No, I know.
I've been in public with you before. I know how you are.
Listen, I was very well behaved at Waffle House. Probably because we were fucking starving and haven't eaten in like 18 hours, but still.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We're bloody sitting at the counter.
I would say Peter B. Beautiful is especially as a heel, a bad guy, is a much bigger asshole than Peter Cisco is in real life. He just says everything I'm thinking. How about that?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I can't disagree on that one. Shit. You guys, Chuck, I didn't ask you this yet. I asked Peter B. this earlier. What made you choose deathmatch wrestling over pro wrestling?
He's terrible.
It just kind of progressed to it. I mean, deathmatch wrestling is professional wrestling, but it's just it's hard to describe, but it just kind of morphed from regular wrestling, started doing some hardcore matches, and just went from there. And I have fun doing it, so I'm going to keep doing it until I can't do it no more.
Oh, I would say he's my best opponent. Jesus Christ. He's mediocre at best. No, actually, I love every match I have with Chuck. My best opponent. I always really enjoyed working with Corporal Robinson. I had really good matches with him. I've wrestled Sabu a few times. I've had some fun matches with him. He might disagree, but I enjoyed him. I don't know. I like. I had a series with the Soul Taker in Pro Wrestling All Stars that I felt was a lot of fun, a lot of good storytelling.
Yeah, I see. That was actually great. What about you, Joe?
For me, besides Pete, besides the awesome matches I've had with Pete, I had a couple barn burners with Necro a few years back. Those were fun, even though I got my ass kicked. They were fun. me and Briar have had a pretty memorable feud over the years.
Okay.
Besides that, like G-Raver, Nick Gage.
Oh.
And speaking of Corporal Robinson, if we do end up in Wisconsin April 10th, that's who my opponent is there, which I'm looking forward to doing. As long as this virus shit gets done with.
Since Chuck didn't mention him, I'll put him over. Chuck also has had a couple very good matches with Neil Diamond Cutter.
Oh, yes. Yes, Neil.
There you go. I've seen that. No, he would know.
Well,
that Nick Gage and Chuck Stein match was pretty good. I got that one on my YouTube channel. That one was actually pretty good.
That was actually like you're surprised.
No, Nick Chuck Stein moves better than Nick Gage. I'm sorry, Nick Gage can move.
But Chuck Stein, I beat him. So does that mean I'm better than Nick Gage? I was that night.
You was that night. You won the championship that night. Yeah, you did. You actually were victorious that night. You're the only 2-time deathmatch champion.
Yep.
Only 2-time deathmatch.
But
you're the inaugural deathmatch champion.
That also means I lost it.
Yeah, that's true too. But still, can't get many title reigns unless you lose it. You can't keep it forever.
I almost kept it forever.
Oh boy. Here we go.
147 days. According to Cage Match. Oh, yeah. And the only reason I know that is some website, it's like cagematch.com or something that has like a list of all these titles. And currently, I'm the longest running deathmatch champion, but it looks like Shellac will end up beating that. Which I got no issues with. Shellac's amazing.
Shellac is a great guy, yeah.
Yeah, I got to be in the ring with Shellac in December.
Nice. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. I seen that.
Shellac beat me up one time while I was bleeding to death.
Ain't that the night he won the belt?
Yeah. That's when he won the belt, actually.
That is when he won my belt by pinning Pete.
Yep, he won the title by beating Pete. That is right. That he was a surprise entrant in that match. It was supposed to be a fatal four-way. Started it off as a triple threat, and he was a little wild card going out there, and he won.
Well, of course he won. He came in after we were all beat up. We were all beat up already.
That was a crazy match. I watched that one, too. I didn't actually get to record that one, but I watched it.
I'll be scarred for life from that match, which I can say about most matches.
You got
matches,
that night, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went a little crazy with the gusset plates at that one, too.
17 or 18 stitches I ended up with. In my elbow.
Yeah, I remember that. You were running out. Oh, wait.
Well, I mean, I still stuck around and sold merchandise, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But then I left, so.
Yeah, you left, yeah. So, also, guys, I'm mad that the pay-per-view got canceled, but.
Yeah, we should be booking future shows. We should be promoting our future shows here. Right now, everything's in limbo.
Right.
Yeah.
The pay-per-view did not get canceled. It got postponed. There will be a new date for it.
Yes.
It seems like that will be happening. So.
Yeah. So it's gonna win the and it's gonna be called Biohazard.
That's the next show. With Masada. It looks like Masada and Ricky Shane Page are going to be there, according to the posters. So that'll be fantastic. I think it's Masada's first time in Michigan, and he's fucking crazy. I'm looking forward to however who he's fighting. I think I know, but nothing's been announced. So I'm not going to say anything. Chuck, do you know who he's fighting?
I think I know, yes.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But like you said, nothing's been announced.
Right, nothing's been announced.
I've seen a couple of things thrown up there on the internet, though, so, you know.
Yeah,
nothing's
been announced. I'm looking forward to that. Just looking forward to that. I look forward to every Horror Slam show. The love that we get from that crowd is fucking absurd. Like, it's absurd. Like, you can't buy that drug.
No, not at all.
I mean, I don't know how to put it.
It took me one time and I was hooked. That was it. I'm not saying
you
guys,
you know,
that was it.
That's how it was for me, though, when I went to my first indie wrestling show way back in the day. My very first one, you know, the main event was Sabu and Terry Funk. I was hooked.
Oh, nice. What was your first?
The very first independent show I went to, I don't remember the main event. But the opening match was Mr. Dynamic Jerry Lynn versus the Lightning Kid.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then Bear Von Roschke wrestled Tugboat on the show, but Tugboat was playing the Shockmaster.
Oh,
nice. The Shockmaster.
Right.
And then
Norman Lunatic was on the show. That's where I first met him. So, yeah, it was all... That was a very small show up in Upper Michigan. It was the first independent show I saw.
My first show was you guys. Not my first indie show, but my first deathmatch indie show. You guys were there. And, that was almost 2 years ago. But that's all it took was for me to see you guys. And that was it. That was it. That was it for me.
Crazy
well,
enough,
I don't know if you guys talked about it before I got on, but the match in September of 2018 was actually Pete's first match back. Pete was done wrestling until that night.
Yeah. It was. I officially retired about a year and a half before that, 18 months or so, due to some head injuries and mental health problems. And Chuck's like, hey, man, I'm doing death matches now. You should come back and do one with me. So then we agreed. And then I took another booking that same weekend in Denver to do a death match tournament because they really wanted me out there. So I'm like, okay, I'll take this couple bookings and I'll have this shit out of my system. Yeah, that didn't happen. So I've been back almost every weekend until the stupid virus since then.
Yeah, I remember.
So it's Chuck's fault.
Yep,
it's all my fault.
That was a good promo, too. It's all my fault.
Hey, but it's okay. It's got to be somebody's fault. Might as well be ours.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, we got about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I think we've covered it all.
Check us out on social medias until we get back in the ring.
Check them out.
The one thing I'll say about the series of matches that me and Chuck Stein have had, a lot of people talk about that first Fans Bring the Weapons matches or the No Rope Barbed Wire match. I personally think the most brutal match we've had is the Fans Bring, not the Fans Bring the Weapons, but the Four Corners of Pain. Doesn't get as much love as it should. People should need to go check that out. I'm pretty sure it's on the YouTube.
Yeah. It's actually on Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313.com on YouTube.
There you go.
That one was pretty brutal.
Yeah, the syringes and the dry ice and staples. And it was terrible.
Yeah, I definitely want to check all those matches out. The no-roll barbed wire match was brutal. That match was brutal, so you guys want to definitely check that one out too. But that four-corner match was definitely crazy.
No, the No Rope Barbed Wire match is probably one of my top five matches, I'd say.
Yeah. There was a good build up for that match. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah, it was.
When I kicked out of the big light tube contraption at the end of the match and the crowd just gasped, it was one of my favorite moments. They're like, "What?" Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the match, when I'm literally somehow wrapped in barbed wire, it's amazing.
Yeah. That match actually got over 1,000 hits. That barbed wire match. It actually got over 1,300 hits.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And let me see. Let me see how many thumbs up. That's like 15 thumbs up. 15 thumbs up.
All right, and 8 thumbs down.
No, your guys will never get a thumbs down. I promise you that one.
There's people out there that don't like deathmatch wrestling, and that's fine because wrestling is art, and art is subjective.
Yeah, most definitely. The one that the Four Corners match actually got 451 views.
Well, we need to get that out there.
We need to get that out there, everybody.
Chuck, we need to release a Peter Beautiful Chuck Stein anthology DVD.
We could do that. We got enough material.
Yeah.
You guys
fans, if you're listening, any fans out there, would you guys be interested in picking up the best of Chuck Stein versus Peter B. Beautiful? We could probably throw a couple classics that you've never seen on there before either. I think I have the one from Escanaba somewhere.
There you go.
We're believe it or not, folks, Chuck Stein and Peter
no
B. Beautiful wrestled an entire match with no weapons and no blood. And never left the ring.
We stayed in the ring the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is December 1st, 2013.
Something like that. I could look it up if I really wanted to. 2012. I just don't care enough. There's so much better shit on that show than that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That show also. Yeah, right. It was our first time we ever had a match together.
Yep. Yes.
Nice. Well, guys, we're out of time, and I thank you guys both for coming on to the show, and hopefully when this corona shit passes over, I'll see you guys at Horseland.
Yes, sir.
Chuck, I got your bet blue on the ice, and Peter, we got some legal stuff that we can, you know, have festivities with.
Nice.
Thanks
for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you, guys, because you guys are the hard workers. I'm just here to promote you guys because you guys need to be out there. So like Peter said, any promoters for whatever show you got, Peter B. and Chuck Stein is what you want. So I appreciate you both. And like I said, I'll have you guys the stuff on ice and the stuff ready rolled.
Excellent.
So I appreciate you guys. This is the Southwest Texas Day Day Cruise, the Dirty White Boy Chuck Stein, and Peter B. Beautiful. Appreciate you guys. You guys have a great night.
Yep, you too.